to the completed document. William Smith, then 46 years old, the orphaned son of the village blacksmith from the unsung hamlet of Churchill in Oxfordshire. And yet, William Smith, who created this great map in solitary endeavour, and from whose work all manner of benefits, commercial, intellectual, and nationalistic, then flowed, was truly at first a prophet without honour. Smith had little enough going for him. He was of simple yeoman stock, more or less self-taught, stubborn and visionary, highly motivated and single-minded. Although he had to suffer the most horrendous frustrations during the long making of the map, he never once gave up or even thought of doing so. And yet, very soon after the map was made, he became ruined completely. He was forced to leave London, where he had drawn and finished the map, and which he considered his home. All that he owned was confiscated. He was compelled to live as a homeless man for years, utterly without recognition. His life was wretched. His wife went mad, nymphomania being but one of her recorded symptoms. He fell ill, he had few friends, and his work seemed to him to have been without point, without merit. Ironically and cruelly, part of the reason for his humiliation lies behind another set of faded velvet curtains that hang nearby on another of Burlington House's many elaborate staircases. There, it turns out, is quite another map, made and published shortly after William Smith's. It was, in all essentials, a copy, made by rivals, and it was made, if not expressly, then at least in